The Coast Guard's leading the effort, out looking this weekend for indications that the person at the controls on the water is drunk. Coast Guard Petty Officer Nick Kimos is part of a boarding team on the lookout.
Erratic driving, speeding through no-wake zones, coming too close to other vessels, starting by doing our safety inspection of their safety gear, and then if we see indicators while we're on board of someone who's intoxicated, such as empty beer cans, liquor, the smell, or the way they're acting.
Drunk boat drivers are then turned over to local police who can tack on the charges and make arrests. It can also mean demerits on their regular vehicle license. Reporting from Coast Guard Headquarters in Terminal Island, Ron Kilgore, KNX 1070 News Radio.